Thank you, Rabbi Yares. Hi, I'm Chaim Metzger. So I'd first like to point out the sponsors for my shiur, then I'll get to my shiur. So the shiur is dedicated by Lazer and Shana Friedman in memory of Shana's parents, Harav Yechiel Michel, Ben Harav Eliezer Lipa, Zichron Lebracha, Umalka, Bat Rabbi Chaim Yeshua, Zichron Lebracha, and for Rafua Shlema for Yisrael Meir Ben Sarah. So the title of my shiur is King Asa, the Doctor King. So if I was speaking in Hebrew, I would say this is Hamelech Asa. But if I were to try and translate it actually to English, I'd run into an issue. Because one of those words, we say, right, so Hamelech is king, but the question is, what is Asa's name? So again, yeah, I'm posting the source packet. So if you actually get to the last source, so there's a question of what does the word Asa mean, Asa's name. So if I were to translate it fully and honestly, I'd have to say that his name is King Doctor. So the question is, why on earth would that be his name, and how does that relate to his legacy and who he is? So for this, I'm going to have to explain a little bit about who King Asa was and why that's the lasting remark we know about him. So King Asa is of the first kings of Judah. He's actually one of the most successful kings. So he is king after the northern kingdom has split from the southern kingdom, after his grandfather Rehoboam got into a fight with Jeroboam due to his terrible policies, which led to a whole host of issues. And now finally, right, and which also led to the Jews going very much astray, following worshiping idol worship, in addition to having a lot of infighting between them, between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, things are going pretty terribly. And that's when King Asa becomes king. If you're looking at the story, we're in the first source. So, right, so when does he become king? Right, when still Jeroboam, right? When Jeroboam, meaning the king who'd split with his grandfather to cause the entirety of the kingdom of Judah to split in half. So Jeroboam is still king. And that's when Asa comes in. So things would look pretty dark when he starts. But fortunately, what did Asa do? Okay, we're in verse 11 in source number one. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. So what did he do? As he put the Sodomites out of the land, and he removed all the idols that his father had made. And also his mother he removed from being queen, because she had been an abominable image. She had made an abominable image for an Asherah, meaning for a specific type of pagan worship, which you worship through trees, worshiping the goddess of fertility. And Asa cut down her image and burned it at the brook of Kidron. So he's done basically everything right that you could imagine, except for one little thing. That's the one little thing he didn't do. But the high places, the bamot, the personal altars that everybody used to have, those he did not take away. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was whole with the Lord all of his days. And King Asa goes on to be king for another 41 years, seemingly a token to his strength. Again, I'll address more details of the story as we go on. But the question is, I'd like to focus on not on the intervening 41 years, but I'd like to focus on towards the very end of his years. Now, if you skip down to verse 23, again, we will see that after he had ruled for 41 years, so we see with a little an aside, but in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. So, right, so that just seems, you know, like, okay, like that seems like a really weird thing to add on to. We're talking about a king that he had, you know, something weird with his feet, and then it continues on and then concludes with him passing away and being buried with his fathers. This would seem to indicate that King Asa is a great king. All is well. But this is not the only telling of events that of King Asa's life. We also see it being told in the book of Divrei Yamim, the book of Chronicles, in the Second Chronicles. We are now in chapter 16. Again, we are at source number two. So this is an expanded version of what we see in terms of the what led up to his foot affliction, as well as we'll hopefully see some reasons why. So what do I mean by DY. So I was a little dishonest. I skipped over one of the main parts of his when he was king is his military exploits that he had against the Northern Kingdom. So, which seemingly is a good thing, because again, the Northern Kingdom was wicked. They were all idol worshippers. Yet, King Asa is leading the Southern Kingdom, which are currently all serving Hashem properly, hopefully. They're all serving God in the way that they're supposed to, or mostly. And so now we see that now all of a sudden there is a Navi coming to him and is going to critique for what King Asa has been doing. So now we are at verse 7. So at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to King Asa, king of Judah, and he said to him, because you relied on the king of Aram and did not rely on Hashem, therefore the host of the king of Aram escaped out of thy hand. Right, so basically also we're getting a critique that despite him having done everything seemingly right, there was something wrong with his faith. So this was addressed, a similar idea was addressed by Rabbi Turchina early in the day about King Chizkiyahu and his slowly drifting off the proper path. So it would appear to be that there's a very similar case happening now. And then we see, what is his response? Skip to verse 10. What's his response to being rebuked? So then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in the prison house, for he was enraged with him because of this. And Asa pressed some of the people at the same time. So what was the response of Asa being critiqued? He throws the prophet who critiques him in jail. So this is not necessarily what you'd be hoping to hear from people. Rather, this is characteristic of the bad kings we have to the very end of the right before the destruction of the first temple, where basically everybody loves throwing the prophet Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, in jail because they don't like what he's saying. So it seems like Asa's, you know, being one of the first ones to when you don't like somebody critiquing you, you just arrest them. So it sounds like a very bad totalitarian regime. But then, strangely enough, what's the next verse? Says, and behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, though they're written in the book of kings of Judah and Israel. Okay, so then it seemingly ends similarly as before, things going well. But now we have an extended version of the aside about his feet. So now let's look at this verse here. Okay, so in the 39th year of his reign, Asa had disease in his feet. His disease was exceedingly great, yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. So I would like to pose a question to the audience here. This is going to require some participation. Don't worry. If you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to answer, but I'm hoping you guys can help me figure this out. What went wrong that led to King Asa being afflicted? Based on the verse we just read, what is wrong? Why did he get sick? Alternatively, if he got sick, why is he critiqued so strongly? There's two things wrong here. So what would we think that he did wrong? Right. So my wife mentioned that he turned to doctors. Right. The problem was he sought out a doctor. Right. So for all, everybody hopefully heard Rav Samuel share earlier talking about whether or not you should turn to a doctor or turn to God in the case of something going down, being sick, and how really learning Torah mitzvah can solve all your problems. So that's one option. That's precisely what King Asa did wrong. He had a prophet. He had God right there next to him, willing to help him. He helped him win all of his battles for the last 39 years of his life. Now that he's sick, instead of saying, Hashem, please heal me, which Chizkiyahu does, and leads to Chizkiyahu being healed, again, as Rabbi Chuter discussed earlier, what does he do instead is he decides to turn to the doctor instead of turning to God. So that would be one option. So I also see, so does anybody else have any other ideas besides turning to the issue of being trained to the doctor specifically? What else could it have been? Just chime in, or feel free to tap into the chat. What else could be the reason?
Sorry, Rabbi. What about the fact that we're not supposed to rely on miracles?
Excellent question, right? So we're not supposed to rely on miracles. So for that, right, the question is, would this be relying on a miracle, praying to God? So the answer to that would be yes and no. because ultimately, whenever, say, you have a medical procedure or you take a medicine, it's never guaranteed 100% to work. So for whatever the bridge is, you still need God's involvement to make sure that the treatment actually goes well and you don't have any of the unforeseen circumstances occurring. So God is still involved, even if you do use the medicine. So the point being that what the issue here would be that he only relied on the doctors. Normally, we say that you both pray for the person who's ill while seeking the best treatment possible. So you're attacking on both fronts, both on the physical world as best as you can, as well as hoping that God takes care of what he can in the spiritual realm as well, which will hopefully affect the physical world too. So yes, you shouldn't rely on miracles, but when you're living in a miraculous time and you are the king of Israel, maybe that is a time you can rely on miracles. So would the average individual you say, should you rely on miracles? No. But should the king of Israel, who has a prophet as beck and call, and, God has shown his hands as supporting him during all the battles, it might be different for him. I heard somebody else has a comment.
Yeah, I wanted to say, if you didn't hear the message the first time from his prophet, Hashem's going to send you another message by either your health or your finances.
Right. So that's exactly a very good point. That since he didn't listen to the prophet, so let's look a little bit back at what he's being critiqued for. He's being critiqued for what? All right, what is that story that we're talking about? We're talking about what was the prophet referencing? His battle with Northern Kingdom. What did he rely on? He relied on the king of Aram. So if we scroll back up to the first source to explain what went on there. So what King Asa did in order to win the battle against Northern Kingdom, he didn't simply rely on his might or God's might. Instead, he took all the, and this is in verse 18 in source number one, then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, deliver them into the hand of his servants, and King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the king of Hezion, king of Aram, that dwelt in Damascus. So what did he do in order to try and win? He took all the funds that should have gone towards upkeep of the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, as well as upkeep of the country, and instead of investing in his own military, he decides to bribe a foreign power to attack his brethren in the Northern Kingdom, which is quite terrible, right? And that's what the prophet is critiquing him for, and he's refusing to even apologize. What's his critique? He in fact doubles down and arrests the prophet, which is the last thing you should do when God sends his messenger to say you did something wrong. You should probably not just double down and pretend it didn't happen, because that's not going to work out well. So now let's look at some of the, hopefully we'll be able to get a little more information on this. So let's take a look at some of the commentators and see what their reasons are. So some of them, the reasons have already been mentioned by our excellent audience. So now let's see what some of the other reasons that potentially may have been. So first, let's look at the source number three for what, from the Gemara in Sota, which is the Talmud discusses why did King Asa get punished? So, Rava teaches, why was this? Because he made the Torah scholars perform labor. Basically, so the issue is, when he went to war, he enlisted every single person, right? So normally when you go to war, not everybody goes to battle, but he enlisted everybody he could. So this implies that not only was his problem that he had improperly gone to bribing the king of Aram to attack his brothers, but also he took all the people. Not everybody should go to war. As the Gemara continues, mentioning how there are certain people who don't go to war, based on verses in Deuteronomy and Devarim there are three people: the person who recently been married, the person who's recently built a house or has recently planted a vineyard. So those people are not supposed to go to war. So what Asa did is he had no faith whatsoever, and instead decided to pull out all the stops he could to try and win. He did everything besides pray to God. Well, this can help us understand why he ended up being stricken with a disease that was only curable by God, because you didn't look to God for the wars, which is a normal time that you, I'm sure we heard the phrase, there's no atheist in a foxhole. So the fact that the king of the Judean kingdom, the king of the Jewish people, is not praying to God is a terrible thing. If we look to source number four, we see another reason for the sickness is quoted by the Ralbag. He says the reason is because he had sent for Aram's help, but also because he had done it with his feet. Right? He should have used his own two feet going forward, but instead he did not, and that led to his being punished. But there's another interesting idea that I saw quoted by Rabbi Alec Israel in his book on Kings. I copied over for you in source number six. So we're in the second paragraph there. The cistern into which Ishmael threw all the corpses. We'll go back to the beginning of the source because it includes the background. So a more serious critique emerges from an incidental reference in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah describes the treacherous assassination of Gedaliah, the Jewish governor appointed by the Babylonians in the aftermath of the temple's destruction and killed by his Jewish political opponents. This terrible act of violence precipitates a mass flight of the surviving Jewish population from the land of Israel, intensifying the devastation of the land after the destruction. From the Talmud's perspective, this assassination is a national calamity, warning the institution of an annual fast day that we observe to this very day, Tzom Gedalia. Recording the murder, Jeremiah writes, the cistern into which Ishmael threw all the corpses of the men he had killed in the fair Gedalia was the one King Asa had constructed on account of King Baasha of Israel. Gedalia's corpse and those of his associated are thrown into the moat that was dug in the standoff between Baasha and Asa. Baasha was the king of the Israelite kingdom through which King Asa had to bribe Aram to help. Jeremiah's pedantic intertextual reference links these two awful events. The prophet groups the assassination of Gedalia together with the dreadful conflict of Asa and Baasha, establishing them in Jewish history as twin landmarks of heinous killings and devastating infighting. So the whole thing came down to not just the fact that he had bribed the king of Aram, but it's also in the way that he was preparing was the completely wrong way. And such of the after effects are felt all the way until after the destruction of the first temple. That's how bad his way of going about it was. So now we know why he was afflicted to begin with. The question is as was mentioned excellently by, I believe that was Jeff earlier, what was wrong with him turning to the doctors? But that we are now looking in. We are now in the second section. We are now at source number eight. So here we have the Ramban discussing about whether or not you're allowed to use a doctor at all. So the verse states, "Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord but to the physicians." If this was something that could be addressed by the doctors, why mention doctors? And the only problem would be not seeking God. Rather, one who seeks God through prophets shouldn't seek out doctors for God's will. So what was the issue? Not that he saw a doctor. The issue is that instead of, normally, who do you go for your philosophical questions, for your religious questions? You go to your religious figure. What was the issue is that instead of turning to the prophet for help in something that's clearly spiritual, King Asa decided to turn to the doctors. And for that, that's why he's punished. And another option, which is mentioned by the Malbim, also I believe had been typed in the chat by my wife earlier, is that he lacked faith. Turning to the doctors without turning to God shows an absolute lack of faith in God. Right? That's what the Malbim says. He sinned that he relied on natural means, which shows his faith wasn't complete. We said that, he was a great king. He ruled for 41 years, like his great grandfather, King David, but he wasn't quite the same as King David. So now, as we go down, we are now in source number 11, which again has the list of the potential translations for King Asa's name. So if we combine a couple of them, we might actually get to an interesting, and both of what we've said so far, we might get to an interesting conclusion as to why he goes by the name of King Asa. So right? So what are the possible translations for the term asa? So the first two, so the first three listed, asa or asi, is referring to doctors or referring to healing. So he is called King Healing, King Doctor, which makes perfect sense. But another option is that his name is Asa, which is a myrtle branch, the Aramaic for Hadas. So if it was that was his name, that would be okay. But there's one thing I'd like to point out, that what dictionary did I quote for everybody here? What is this a dictionary of? Is this a Hebrew dictionary? What do we think? Is it a Hebrew dictionary?
Aramaic
dictionary, right? Excellent, Dr. Bernstein, right? So it's an Aramaic dictionary. Now, why is that a problem that it's Aramaic? Because,
yes? Is the king of Judah, the king of the, you should have a Hebrew name.
Right, why doesn't he have a Hebrew name? His name